Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And Ross Tucker joins us now here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ross, appreciate it. And right now, starting up the conversation collective bargaining-wise, you believe it's a fairer deal for the majority of the NFL players. Am I getting that correct from listening to you earlier today?
Yes, I do. If you look at it line item by line item, it's better in every single way than the previous deal that was signed in 2011. I mean, you can go right by every item. It's indisputable at this point, that part of it. Do I think it's the greatest deal of all time? No, but this is the starting point. The starting point for the negotiations is the previous deal. And I think for the players to get improvements across the board is pretty significant when the only thing that they are quote-unquote giving up is playing an extra game, but they're going to be compensated very handsomely to play that extra game. And I think I've told you guys this before, but if you pulled the guys on Christmas and said, hey dudes, you want to play one more game at the end of the year for $100,000, 95% of the guys would say, heck yeah, I do. We already did training camp. We already did OTAs. We already went this far. I mean, you know, they already play an extra game in the playoffs for a heck of a lot less than $100,000. I can tell you that much.
And I don't think that the John Doe public or they actually know about. I think Ross, it's about 60%. I think 60% of the players are playing on minimum salary deals right now in the NFL.
Yeah, you're right. And so, you know, the guys that seem to be opposed to the deal, or at least have said so publicly, like Russell Wilson, J.J. Watt, Marquise Pouncey, evidently Aaron Rodgers is not in love with the deal. I have a couple of frustrations with them. Number one, I've yet in any of their tweets or profanity-laden tirades, I've yet to hear what they're actually upset about. I've yet to hear what they really don't like or what their big beef is or what they really want to improve on. So that's number one. Number two, you know, you're talking about guys that have all made like over $50 million. They are in the top 2% of the 2,000 players that the NFLPA, the union, represents. And they are in a much, much different situation than all the other guys in the locker room are. And so my big point, and I tweeted this, Gary and Bill, at Ross Tucker NFL, ultimately, it doesn't really affect me, right? Like, they're going to eventually get a deal done before I would even hit age of pension, 55, and I'm sure my pension will go up. What I am concerned about is the guys that would be so significantly adversely affected if they don't sign this deal now, right? So they can say, no, this deal wasn't good enough. We'll talk again after the season. And that's totally within their right. My guess is that whatever they would gain would be minimal, if any. But in the meantime, they're costing all these minimum salary guys $100,000. And they're costing all the former players like you, Gary,
yes,
a bunch of money for your pension for a year as well, and benefits that these guys really need. So I think like any business decision you make in life, it's a cost-benefit analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the potential benefits of waiting to try to get more next year do not outweigh the cost. And the big thing is, you know, the leverage that they're using is that the owners really want to get a deal done now for their negotiations with the television network,
mm-hmm.
because they are concerned that ratings will go down because of the election, especially primetime ratings during mm-hmm. the week. And they're concerned about, you know, if Bernie Sanders or whoever, the effect on the economy. The what bothers me there is the players get 55% of the TV revenue.
Yes.
So I'm glad the players are using that as leverage, but they should be as worried about negatively affecting the television deals as the owners should be.
And
by the way, they should also want the 17th game as much as the owners do, because the primary money there is TV money, and they get 55% of it. And here's been my thing about a longer season and player health and safety. Do you realize, like, if you play 5 years with 17 games, you're going to make the same money that you would have made in 6 years with 16 games? You're going to tell me that tacking one game at the end of 5 years is worse for your health than playing an entire extra season? I mean, what are we talking about?
And I think then they amend that, though, a little bit, because I think it was capped at $250,000 or something like that. Didn't they go back and restructure that part of it?
Correct.
The playoff game.
I thought that was the worst term mm-hmm. of the initial term sheet. I thought there was no reason why it should be capped
right.
for the guys that make over $250,000 a year and $250,000 a week. And so they got rid of that. And it doesn't seem to have had much of an impact. And what I think is happening is I think that the high-profile players are seeing the control that the players have in baseball and the NBA, and they want that, and I don't blame them. But history tells us, number one, the NFL is going to institute whatever the last fair terms were. They're going to institute that. And so players are going to have to strike if they're not going to play. Most of the rank and file, they're going to say, I can't afford to do that. Like, mm-hmm. this is a lot of money. I'm getting $610,000 minimum. I'm playing. And not only that, it's actually the star players that end up crossing the picket line over time, when you look at Joe Montana and Lawrence Taylor and the Cowboys, because they look at it, and Russell Wilson talks a good game now. When he's missing $2 million a week in his paycheck, I'll be curious to see how many games he sits out.
Ross Tucker joining us here today on the Wendy's Big Show, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Follow him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL.
And you're right. And so also guys like myself or you that are retired, that are out of the game. Now, I only have 3 accredited seasons. Now, also within that addendum, now they're going to go back and give those guys with 3 accredited seasons. Now we're have an opportunity to get a pension. And if this doesn't go through, I don't get anything right now from the NFL. Guys like myself, we don't have anybody in that room with a voice for us.
Wow, Gary, I didn't know you had 3 credited seasons.
Yep.
For all the listeners out there, this would truly make a huge difference in Gary's life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be a game changer, center anybody more money, right? And that's the thing, like, I would love to know what the guys that oppose the deal think that they're going to get
right.
if they wait a year. I actually think they have more leverage now than they would a year from now. And if I were the owners, I'd probably start going the other way. I'd probably say, hey, listen, deal's going to get worse, not better. I think that there is a vocal group of guys that oppose, but if you ever followed them on social media, they seem to oppose everything in life.
Right. Right.
I mean, they just seem like they're mad at the world. You know, some of these guys, I swear, you know, if you said that grass is green, they'd be like, it's not green. It is not. I mean, there are some guys that they just come across as combative. And, hey, on some level, I like it. But sometimes you can cut off your nose to spite your face.
Now, Ross, correct me if I'm wrong, and we're talking to our Radio.com Sports NFL insider Ross Tucker here on the Wendy's Big Show. You were a part of the conversations in 2006 when the deal vastly favored the player side, correct?
That is correct.
Now, that in that negotiation, when it got to 51% on the revenue split and then went back down, how difficult is it to, and you can speak to this being a Princeton guy and in the small businesses that you own as well, once you make that kind of concession and go back to the 47% revenue that the players were getting, you're not going to get that all back in one negotiation. It's going to have to take compromise. And if they're able to get what the reported almost $5 billion of new money over the length of the deal, that's a difficult concession for me to look at and say, you know what, actually you guys are getting kind of screwed here, going back from 47 to 48.5% if the 17-game season goes in.
Well, a couple of things, Bill. First of all, I'm glad you referenced 2006, because that deal went down around this time of year. Everybody's like, you're not going to really get your best deal until you're going to miss games, or it looks like you're going to miss games. That deal got done like March 6th. It was the best deal in the history of the NFLPA. March 6th, or whatever it was, and everybody's like, you got to miss games, you got to wait to take it right up to the season. That was March 6th. What are you talking about? Number one. Number two, it was a great deal for the players. I think Paul Tagliabue knew he was going out, and he wanted labor peace and wanted to go out with labor peace. Now, it wasn't all the revenue, right? Like, they weren't counting everything. There was gross designated revenue, and there was other revenue that wasn't counted. So it wasn't quite as good as it sounds, but it was a good deal for the players, which is why the owners opted out. The 2011 deal was much worse, and I would say this deal splits the difference. So I think your point, Bill, is well taken. You know, it's very difficult to get all that back in one negotiation, especially when ultimately, when we're being honest, the players don't have as much leverage as they do in the NBA, as they do in Major League Baseball, where they already have fully guaranteed deals, where their careers are much longer, and when there's much fewer players to organize and get to rally behind something.
So bottom line is, you think then this is a good deal for the players to agree upon?
Absolutely. Better across the board. And I wouldn't want to risk the TV deals if I were a player. And I just don't think they're going to do much better. So to fight and say, oh, we're going to keep fighting and this isn't enough, how much more are they really going to get? Not much. Meanwhile, in the interim, you just cost thousands of guys, current and former players, hundreds of thousands of dollars in 2020. And you might have even screwed yourself on the TV deal portion of it if the TV deals aren't quite as much. Like, we'll know what the difference is in the term sheet if they don't ratify this and negotiate again next year. We'll know that. But we'll never know what the true impact of it was on the TV deals.
Right.
Ross Tucker here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ross, final time we get to have you here weekly on Wednesdays at 2:48. Appreciate all the work you did during the NFL season for us. We went from talking about the P-bomb that you would drop on people at parties to now the hardcore business side of the NFL, and got a lot of X's and O's in there in between. So really appreciate the time you carved out during the football season for us, Ross, and we'll talk ahead, all right?
Sounds great, guys. See you anytime. Just reach out.
Will do, man. Thank you. No doubt about it. We will, and we'll take advantage of that. That's Ross Tucker joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He's one of our Radio.com Sports NFL insiders. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross weekday on Home and Home, his new show out on the Radio.com app. And also, if you just search radio.com/home, you can find it right there as well. And again, he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
In terms of
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.